War and Plenty, or Guns and Butter. In World War I, the contending armies had great concerns over getting enough nitrates to make explosives for bombs and shells and to make gun propellants. Compounds with nitrogen and oxygen, the nitro compounds, drive high-energy chemical reactions for these uses. Nitrates also made very effective chemical fertilizers for agriculture, still do, though with some real drawbacks in river pollution and in making the soil alkaline. The classic source for nitrate was concentrated guano, or droppings of seabirds. The Germans were blockaded from the huge deposits in Chile, so they looked to synthesizing nitrates or ammonia chemically and electrically. They succeeded in making ammonia, which can also be converted to nitrate. Voila, the fearsome but useful ammonium nitrate and more. In 1909, Fritz Haber developed the way to make ammonia from ordinary nitrogen distilled from liquid air, plus hydrogen made from coal reacting with water. Carl Bosch at the big tech firm BASF got the job of scaling it up to industrial levels. While this helped prolong the subsequent World War II, it also led to high crop yields around much of the world. Both Haber and Bosch received Nobel Prizes in 1918 and 1931, respectively. It's estimated that one-third of all humans alive today owe their food and thus existence to the Haber-Bosch process. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.